about you gotta put it in perspective.
It's a boring old club for nerds. You're not a nerd, are you? Because this here, this is Nerd City.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
That's because you don't know what Comic-Con is. Imagine 100,000 unwashed comic book fans in costume shoehorned into a musty convention center that smells like ass and corn chips, all waiting in line to see 3 minutes of something the rest of the world will have to wait 2 weeks to see.
And then, of course, Comic-Con goes all weekend long, but Thursday's when they're showing all the screenings, and that's in San Diego. And then that's on the 21st, actually. Oh, I got all the dates all wrong.
The nerd smell is overwhelming. It's like a potent blend of B.O., pizza rolls, and misogyny.
And now,
were you a fan of the comic book or the cartoon?
No.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. We are broadcasting live from San Diego for the Comic-Con at TCL Theater Box at 701 Fifth Avenue.
What's the date?
And it's the 18th of July.
July, ladies and gentlemen.
Kevin, look at you.
Thank you.
Very impressive. Big boy, no, in the month.
I just wondered if your plan was just to not to say the date anymore because of the last couple of days.
I mean, I did say June 2 days in a row, if that's what you're referencing. Yeah.
All right, since it is a live broadcast, we need to make sure that...
Check, 1, 2.
Everything's all right?
Check, 1, 2. Check, hello. Hey, sounds great.
Cool.
Check, 1, 2. Check, hello. Hello, hello. Check, 1, 2.
We good?
Hey, here we go. Check, 1, 2. Hey.
Allie,
hey.
You good?
There we go.
I think we got it.
Good sound.
Okay.
Good sound.
Yeah. Kevin?
Check. Hello, 1, 2.
Kevin, you there?
Check, yeah. 1, 2. Kevin, test, if you use your mouse.
Use your words.
Check, what? Check. Oh.
I'm here.
Check. 1.
You good?
Check, 1, 2. Check, over.
Yeah, I'm good now.
It's over the limit. Okay. Over the limit.
Over the limit.
Over the limit.
A little adjustment here.
Over the limit. Still.
Wow. Over still?
Test. If I get down here, check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
All right. I think we're...
Here we go.
Check. Okay. Check, 1, 2. Check. Okay. Check, 1, 2.
I think
2.
We're all set.
Almost done.
Okay, almost done.
Where'd he go?
All right.
Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
All those people just came
check
in?
Check, 1, 2.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn,
sorry. Ooh,
check, 1, 2. Check,
something.
1, 2.
Okay. No.
Check, 1, 2.
No, you're
hello,
over
1, 2.
No,
bring it down.
Hello.
Yeah. Bring it down.
Check, 1, 2. Check,
down.
Why is that so goddamn distorted?
That's what we're asking you.
Hello.
Too loud.
Hello. Check, 1, 2. Hey. Check, 1, 2.
Almost there.
Check, 1, 2. Hey. Wow, much better. Hello.
Okay.
1, 2.
Can
check.
We? Okay.
Check. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay.
And
sounds
thank you.
Good. Sounds all good.
Right.
Sounds good.
Way overboard. Check, 1, 2.
I feel right, like never... sounds good is the end of that.
Yeah.
I would hope it would
I think
be.
The ninth sounds good.
I think.
I've done it.
All right. Everybody's in business now. We're set up. We're ready to go. You guys know that I have been on the forefront. I mean, if I have one issue, you know, your issue is the Friends and Helpers Charities, Kevin. Right. That's where you put your effort. That's where you put your energy. That's the cause that you've decided is abusive situations. That's where you're going to put your efforts and your money.
Yes.
Mine is protecting the rights of women to be as naked as they need to be.
Yeah, you've been at the forefront.
I have. Thank
you're
you.
Right. That is a very distinct difference.
Yes. I mean, I've been saying if they want to go topless or even nude on the beach, they ought to be able to. Mm-hmm. I am a big proponent of free the nipple. I'm a fan of that. I think the patriarchy is insisting on bras. If you don't want to wear a bra, you don't have to. I'm fine with that. I've said that. I've been there. I've been supporting women all along.
Sure.
And now, once again, I have to jump into action here because there is a woman being unfairly discriminated against because there's a family in Texas that was taking a photo. And a woman came up behind them and topless photobombed them. And she is getting shamed. And that is not acceptable.
Okay,
if this
so
woman wants
the
topless...
Picture?
Huh?
Who was in the original picture and who photobombed?
Well, let's go to the news and find out, shall
okay.
we?
What was supposed to be a family memory to be cherished forever has now been tainted by...
Boop. Nipple, everything.
It was quite the photo bombshell shocker for Monica Davila.
We're trying to recreate memories, and having some chick's boob isn't, you know, allowing us to do that.
More like creating memories, right?
More like memories. Come on. How uptight?
Come on.
How upset can this woman, by the way, be with a topless photobomb in the photo? God, I couldn't hate this newscaster anymore.
Same, I can't. She drives me crazy.
People don't talk like that. Allie, why do they do it?
Well, they have to talk like this to make you understand the news.
Okay.
As she was going through her vacation pictures from Gardner State Park Monday morning.
There it is, just fully exposed.
She noticed a smiling woman who had lifted her shirt to expose her breast.
I mean, she was smiling. She's just having a good time. Right. Look, you and your family are having a good time in the park. Why can't this lady have a good time?
She should try
to
track her down and give her, like, some kind of a bonus.
Exactly.
Had no idea that was going on.
Davila says just recently her husband's grandmother passed away. So the family...
Okay, don't try to drag Granny into this, okay? She doesn't have anything to do with this. Just looking for us to be sad.
We planned a trip together in her honor, and to see this...
I just felt, like, just completely disrespected.
I mean, she's making it sound like somebody came up and
Can't wait.
Go ahead.
Can't wait. Somebody came up and...
Take your time. Make it good.
With, like a Ku Klux Klan hood or something on, you know, or was, you
that
know...
It wasn't a terrible example.
Okay,
it wasn't
good.
Worth the trip, but...
It definitely took me too long to get there. But I'm saying, again, it's not like somebody was flipping off the camera or something
right.
like
mm-hmm.
that, you know? It's just, it was just a harmless boob, you guys.
Ruined right. what was supposed to be a fun, friendly family gathering.
Didn't she make it more fun and more friendly?
I mean, I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
This person should be... held accountable, whether it's knowing that she did is wrong and that kids were there watching.
In fact, here you see in the photo what looks like a young person staring right at her.
The luckiest little boy in the world.
Congrats.
How are you
going to
take
movies.
Away the greatest moment of that young man's life? How do you take that away from him?
That will never leave his mind. Being
ever.
Right.
Ever. That'll be in his spank bank for 50 years.
Okay.
Didn't need to.
Personally, like, I think this is a big deal.
Which is why she called Uvalde police to file a report.
She called the police.
She called the police?
She called the police.
And what? Also decided to share it on Facebook.
Let's make this go viral so that she can be embarrassed.
Hundreds of people so far have left comments on her Facebook post.
They're shaming her on the internet, you guys.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Allie, do you want to live in an America where you can't go and topless photobomb a family photo?
I don't, Bean. You're totally right. Here's the thing. Can you imagine if we were back in the old times when we'd have to wait for that picture to be developed? We would go weeks not knowing that this travesty happened to our family.
I can't wait for that picture. I have a frame picked out for it. I'm ready to go.
Then you get it developed and it's just boob.
And I would think, wouldn't... Am I dead wrong on this? Wouldn't most people laugh at that? Or have we just been doing this job so long that we are now twisted?
I think most people would laugh at that.
I think so. It's tough for us to tell because they're the ones
that
have been
She didn't go and shake, you know, shake it in the kid's face or something like that. She just went up behind the family photo and lifted up her top. That's
so,
all.
Were there kids there?
There were kids there. They were all the kids in the... Okay, they're standing in front of what looks like kind of an arch sort of thing. And the
right.
kid who could see her was, for some reason, on top of the arch, looking down. All of the other kids were facing away from her. She came up behind the family.
I see. Okay.
So I say topless photo bomber 2020. That's where I'm coming down.
You want her to be the president?
I do, yes. I do. And I'm glad you guys are with me. I'm glad I can count on you for your support.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Do you care about morality? I'm with her.
I had a bit of an Instagram problem yesterday.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
We're going to talk about that.
A problem? What are you talking about? It was gold. Every second of it was gold.
A miracle.
It was perfect.
I've never been more mad at myself.
How do you go through every day and live? I mean, every day.
I can't answer that. Most days aren't that bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are they?
Well, we didn't want to tell you.
That's a bummer.
We don't know why you thought this was exceptional or unusual.
Bean makes his guest on the show today. Thank you to the TCL for sponsoring this broadcast. We have a TV and a sound bar to give away today, which, by the way, is too much. We've been saying all week.
That's why you don't go chasing waterfalls.
It's that's TLC.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
File.
They've never heard that joke, though, at the company, so that's new to them.
Dr. Drew will be on the show today. The longest time you waited in line for something, because that is a big thing down here. Hall H is the huge hall, and people will literally wait 2 days to get in, which is a little absurd to me. And Fluffy himself, Gabriel Iglesias,
Fluffy.
Joins us.
Love him.
That's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from San Diego for Comic-Con.
And, Allie, I imagine there's lots of news being made in San Diego. What you got?
Well, some news yesterday. Kevin Spacey just won a huge victory because the criminal case against him in Nantucket, Massachusetts, has been dismissed. Do you remember this one? It was a 18-year-old guy who claimed that Spacey repeatedly groped him in a bar. Then he took the Fifth Amendment earlier this month while testifying about the incident. Then he dropped the civil case. And so this case was still going through, the criminal case.
Yes.
And then they couldn't find the phone. And then texts seemed to be deleted. They can't figure out where they went. Well, the alleged victim's mother, former Boston TV anchor Heather Unruh, who came forward with the allegations against Spacey back in November 2017, told investigators she was the one who deleted texts related to her son's, quote, frat boy activities. Congratulations, young man.
What?
You screwed everybody with this. Yeah, congratulations.
No kidding.
What a
wow
piece of work. Unbelievable. Of course, this is just one of many allegations.
I was going to say, he has plenty more, right?
He's not off the hook yet, yeah.
But, I mean, this, oof. I remember when that woman from Boston TV came out and was just on TV every press conference about, I saw the text, I saw what was happening, it was awful, blah, blah, blah. Okay, then show those texts.
Wow.
But she deleted the ones related to her son's frat boy activities. Good Lord.
Yeah, when the person who's the victim starts deleting evidence, it makes it kind of hard to prove.
I would agree. Absolutely. So
that's a good legal read, Bean.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was good. It's like you're a lawyer. Yeah, so no civil case, and now the criminal case has been dismissed.
Cute. But plenty more, so then.
Plenty more.
Positive, I guess.
Guys, I need you to sit down for this.
Okay.
Woodstock 50 organizers have lost
it's
their
back
appeal.
On. What?
Have lost their appeal to hold the event at Vernon Downs Racetrack. We have played the sad bassoon 700 times for this story that has been happening since April when
Why
tickets were supposed
just
to go
cancel
on sale.
It?
Well, they're not going to cancel it because they still have 29 days left to secure a festival site. Good God, call it a day.
Listen, I want to hire these people not because they're good at what they do, but because they're persistent.
They stick with it.
They've been telling us this is going to happen for 38 years now.
Yeah. No quit.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, 29 days away. This just in, no one that was on that original lineup has been sticking around like, hey, just let us know where to go. Nobody, no.
They got their equipment out in the field ready?
It's
Santana
just
has
insane.
Made other plans. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I mean, Santana might not have made other plans, but the other ones.
Santana is hot right now. You got that Vegas residency?
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. I actually sat, you know how at the Greek you can sit in the trees?
Yeah, beautiful.
I sat in the trees for a Santana concert when I was 18.
How was that?
A lot of weed.
Yep.
Yeah. With the tree people.
So she doesn't know. She just remembers the trees.
It wasn't really safe for me and my friend up there. We made a bad decision. But I think it was fun.
Not right.
All right.
Your friends told you you had a good time?
Well, the video evidence. Wait, what? I don't even know. All right. Sorry about that, Rodney. Sorry to upset you. Guys, a lot of great birthdays today, including Chase Crawford. You might know him from XOXO Gossip Girl. And I'm going to have some Gossip Girl info coming up. You guys, lives are changing. Is Gossip Girl back? Maybe. I loved Gossip Girl.
The lives are changing.
Apparently.
Just saying.
Can I come to your place?
Happy birthday, Priyanka Chopra, Canelo Alvarez, MIA, Kristen Bell, James Brolin, and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel!
Thank you, Stryker, because that's what...
All right, let me just say in my defense.
Oh, jeez.
Spider bite.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's
like
it.
Like a month ago, right?
Okay.
That's my answer to everything you're about to say.
Broadcasting live from San Diego for Comic-Con. Thanks to our friends at TCL, America's fastest-growing TV brand. If you want to stop by, you can, by the way, at the Theater Box, home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater in San Diego today and tomorrow till 10 a.m. Now, last night was first night in town. Mm-hmm. Before we talk about Kevin, I want to start with Allie.
Okay.
Because you checked into your hotel, mm-hmm. and unlike that time that you checked in and there was actually somebody already sleeping.
Same hotel.
Yeah. This room was empty.
This room was empty. And
you soon had a visitor.
Well, I washed my makeup brushes and I set them outside. I have a little patio with two chairs and a table. Set mm-hmm. those outside so they could dry in the air.
Nice.
Wonderful idea. So I'm laying on the bed working on my computer and I glance out and I see a seagull pecking at my makeup brushes. And I'm like, oh, hell no. So I started running towards the open door and saying, no, seagull, no. The seagull straight up looked at me and flew towards my face.
Oh!
I back up. It's now in my room. I have a goddamn seagull in my room. And you guys know when a really tense situation happens. We've talked about it before when mm-hmm. that horse attacked me. Instead of reacting the right way, I'm doubled over laughing so hard that I'm going to tell you right now, I peed myself a little. I peed myself a little because there was a seagull in my room that honestly was looking to attack. And then sure. I guess it was just like, whatever. So
it must be used to
out.
Just looking for food yeah. or whatever it can find.
Yeah. Well, then I had the people come and deliver food later, and they said, oh, no, people leave their food out on the patio. They'll come back, and the whole patio is trashed. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Okay, well, I'm going to rewash those makeup brushes because now they've got, like, swine flu. Is that from a bird?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's what you get from
cool.
a seagull. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Anyway, but that was nothing compared to Kevin's day.
Well, the first clue we had that Kevin was in rare form mm-hmm. last night was when you tweeted us texted us all out the video of your seagull.
Yes. I said, holy S, a seagull just flew in my room after trying to eat my makeup brushes.
Mm-hmm. And then Kevin reacted mm-hmm. by typing what, Allie?
I said, pics or it didn't happen,
so
like
I,
you do.
I just showed Kevin the text that he sent, and he's like, oh, God. he thinks he sent pics or it didn't happen. Here's what we got. Pics, it fine the happen. I'm sorry. What? And by the way, before the happen, there's an apostrophe.
Yes.
Pics, ought it fine the happen.
Kevin's texts look like he's blind. I mean, I'm not even kidding that he just kind of almost randomly is hitting the keys.
Autocorrect?
No. None of that.
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
So how are you? I know you have been recovering from the bite. How have you been feeling, Kevin? Like last night. How were you feeling?
Last night I was actually feeling... You're setting me up here.
Mm-hmm.
I was feeling terrible, B. I just didn't know where I was.
You
sounded
great.
To me like you were about to say you were doing okay.
I was feeling pretty good.
Okay.
Back
so
to you.
You decided that you were going to make a little video for Instagram, which, by the way, is now up on the Kevin and Bean Instagram and Twitter accounts. You're going to make a little video just kind of promoting where we are in San Diego,
yes.
inviting
mm-hmm.
people to come on by, just kind of hyping up the show a little bit.
Christine asked me to, our assistant producer, and I said, yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
So at that point, I'm in, and I have to do it.
All right. So here's the final version, which, by the way, is outstanding. You're going to listen to this, and you're going to go, Hall of Mother Effin' Fame. Here's the eventual product of what happened, and then we'll give you a little behind the scenes on how we got here.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to be broadcasting live Thursday and Friday morning from the Gaslight Quarter at 701 Fifth Avenue. It's a place called the Theater Box.
It is also called the Gas Lamp Quarter.
Okay,
by
so
way.
That wasn't and technically correct.
Not Gas Lamp District, really.
District,
not
really
district, though, it's quarter.
Oh, it is?
I was told to do
my,
it quarter.
My bad, but it's
so
not
then,
Gaslight.
So then I missed up Gas Lamp completely.
Okay.
But so far, in general,
not bad.
I mean, if Kevin gets almost everything right, we consider
yeah.
that a win. Okay.
Absolutely.
Stop by either morning and join us for our live broadcast, thanks to our friends at TCL. I will be dressed as Captain...
Okay. Nothing going through Kevin's head at all right now. Like, Captain, who am I going to be? I'm going to be, I'm in the very end.
Look,
this is literally the last word of the video. How
you know
can I
that
blank?
You know that I'm great at improv.
Yeah. So Kevin is like, I'm going to be dressed as Captain. And then he just stands there, looks down at his T-shirt that fortunately has the letters USA on it, and puts two and two together.
America.
There you go. America.
Oh,
and then
so
you
proud.
Just... stared at the camera for what seemed like a minute.
It was an eternity.
I tried to stare as long as I possibly can. If I could have stared another 5 minutes, I would have.
But also the strain you were putting on your neck with the smile.
I don't understand.
The veins in your neck were popping out.
Yeah. You got enough going on in that noggin right now, man. Don't put stress on any of it, all right? Okay, so you look at that video, you go, well, he kind of screwed up the gas layup and forgot which character he was cosplaying as. But that was pretty, I mean, for Kevin, that would have been a take.
That's a win.
That is a win, right. Okay, then God bless you because you decided to share a little behind-the-scenes video of what went into making that 20 seconds of tape that we just heard. And how many takes did you have to edit to put this little gem together?
I mean, 50?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, here's the thing. It's like, when I go south bad, everybody laughs, and all of a sudden, that becomes the thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
But in this particular case, I'm the only one there.
Yeah, you're filming yourself on your phone.
So I'm filming myself, so I'm just thinking, well, there's no one to make fun of myself. So I just literally, I tried and tried, and I was genuine in trying to nail this.
I also noticed during this montage, which we will play, you did a change of scenery. You went to a different location. Take me through that.
They said that my room wasn't ready yet.
Okay.
So it'd be about 15 minutes.
All right.
So I went out on the balcony, and then I tried 50 times.
Okay.
Gave up. I was like, look,
some
days it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This 20-second video that's needed of just telling people where we are. So then I go to my room, and I check in, and I get the key, and I go, you know what?
Change of scenery, maybe it'll come out better.
I'm going to give it another shot.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Okay.
All right, let's hear how it went.
All right.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to be doing our... We're going to be broadcasting live for Comic-Con in San Diego in the Gas Lab Quarter, 501-507 Fifth Avenue.
God, I'd love to hear the whole tape.
Okay.
I'd love to hear all of them.
Let me just say this in my defense. I was dealing with charity stuff all day yesterday. So a charity is a 501c3.
Okay.
And the second I said 501, C3 was the only thing in my mind.
Okay.
And
sure.
I couldn't put it out, and I couldn't focus on anything else. I was
stuck. But the broadcast is really at 701 Fifth Avenue, right?
Yes. I mean, technically, that was all wrong.
Okay.
Honestly, once I said 501, I'm screwed.
And you said Gas Lamp Quarter.
I did. I said it right.
It is a win.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But wait, there's more.
Have to do this again. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show, inviting you to stop by and see us in the gas lamp. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin and Bean from the Kevin and Bean Show. Thursday and Friday morning, we're going to be in the...
Jesus.
We're going to be broadcasting our show live from San Diego, from the Theater Box at 701 Fifth Avenue in...
And you got through the address, then, and then forgot the gas lamp part again, right?
Maybe.
This is so much like the Grammy tape, isn't it? When you kept trying to read over and over and over again the text for the Grammys.
Yes, but imagine me, like, at least in that situation, there were sound engineers and stuff and people laughing.
Right.
And I thought we were all having a good time. But I was there by myself, and I was so mad at myself because I've tried this now 57 times.
We're going to be broadcasting our show live from San Diego, from the Theater Box at 701 Fifth Avenue in... I will be dressed, but we're going to be broadcasting live from the...
Wow!
The Gaslight Quarter, 701 Fifth Avenue, is a place called the Theater Camp.
Look.
And you put your head down, and I thought, oh, is he going to cry?
That was genuine. I was very, very close. Like, I was really angry because I just needed to do 15 seconds. And how could I not at least put 15 seconds together, say, in the first 20 tries?
Oh. Kevin, there's a reason you're in the Hall of Fame, man.
This is it.
This is
what
makes you...
Get in for a good reason, get in for a bad reason.
Kind of tired of Chip, you guys. I got to be honest. She's a pain in my ass.
Hey, it's the Kevin Beach Show here on the World Famous K-Rock for a Thursday morning. Since the Russians already have all of our information, we went ahead and used the Face app on our morning photograph at Kevin and Bean if you want to check it out. And we're getting a lot of reaction, Kevin. First of all, a lot of people asking, hey, when are you guys going to use the Face app filter so we can see what you look like old? One person wrote in and said, Kevin, you look like Buzz Aldrin, and I look like Theresa May.
By the way, I sort of do.
I think so.
We both do.
It has not done us well. It doesn't look good. It doesn't make us look better, if that's what you're looking for.
No, it doesn't. Okay. It is frightening. But if you want to see what we're going to look like at the end of this show, then you want to definitely go to at Kevin and Bean and check it out. Allie is here with another look at what's happening here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Guys, I want to give you something. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is going to be happening in theaters July 26th. That's when it comes out. This is, of course, the movie Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, directed by Quentin Tarantino. But how would you like to see it early? How about a... Yeah. Kids. Absolutely.
Kids love it.
Kids love it. A pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at Arclight Hollywood on July 23rd. Let's take callers 10 through 14 at 1-800-520-1067. And you are going to get to see it early.
There was a... what is it called? What do they call in the movie?
I mean, there's a review right there.
It's a good one, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of element that maybe the audience won't expect will happen in the movie? Can you give that away?
I like that he wants to know only what the audience won't expect.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which by its very nature is a surprise.
Cut out of the movie, or was everything kept in?
Another good question. Absolutely. Can I fill you guys in on what happened during that break?
No.
When we played Kevin's...
Hey, it's time for What's Happening.
Multiple attempts at doing a 15-second video. So I talked at the beginning about how I had sent you guys video of that seagull who attacked me. Mm-hmm. And Kevin's response was, "Picks ought it find the happen."
Mm-hmm. Which means... Picks or it didn't happen.
Okay, sure.
Is what I meant to text.
So we posted that on the Kevin and Bean Instagram, the text, so people could see it. Kevin's response during the break was... Seriously, you guys, like, I didn't write it like that. So he scrolls through his text, sees that he actually did write it exactly like that, and then says to me, completely earnest, "You know, I say to my kids sometimes, you do your best. Sometimes you fail. It's just sometimes that happens." And I'm looking at my computer, and then I glance over at him, and he is sucking this chocolatey chocolate chip shake
frappuccino
out of the straw like a goddamn 5-year-old. Like, he's like, "Oh, let me just drop this knowledge about how failures are, right, everybody?" And I look over and he's a child.
Yeah.
What is that?
And then I started laughing and it came out my nose.
Yes.
He went to his happy place.
He literally
can't
did.
I just have my happy place?
It made me laugh so
Come on, man. This has been a long hour and a half of a show.
It's only 7 o'clock. Holy. I don't know how that happened. Hey, you guys want some details about the reboot of Top Gun?
Yes. Sure.
I know I do. This, of course, starring Tom Cruise, Miles Teller, John Hamm, Val Kilmer. Things have been kept pretty under lock and key, but John Hamm is telling some stuff in an interview. He's saying it's filming in the highest possible resolution and utilizing other tech tricks that have never been used by a movie studio. Here's the quote. "They're using some technology on this that's never been seen. Movie in, I think, 6K, so it's incredibly high def. The aerial footage is mind-blowing, and it's mostly practical. There's not a lot of CG. Those guys are really up in planes and getting thrown around in multiple Gs." Do you think he knows what he's talking about? They shooting in 6K?
I don't even know if that's a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing.
Like, and maybe the cutting edge of movie-making technology, maybe.
Wow.
All we really want to know is about the volleyball scene, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? All right. We're going to need the dudes oiled up playing volleyball.
Right.
Hell
yeah. The sequel takes place decades after the 1986 original film and features Cruise's return as, of course, Maverick. And then the Miles man, Miles Teller, is going to be playing the son of Anthony Edwards' pilot, Goose. So he's the son of Goose.
All right.
There you have it, the Miles man. Top Gun Maverick set for June 26th, 2020. That's my Barbara Walters. Did you like it?
Try it again.
2020.
No.
No? Didn't really?
Good,
okay.
Good reference, though.
Topical?
Yeah.
Timely?
Nice pull.
This is going to be a long show.
It's going to be. It's only 7.
Yeah.
Good God.
Good reference.
Birthdays for you. MIA, Canelo Alvarez, Priyanka Chopra, Chase Crawford, Kristen Bell, James Brolin, and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Thank you, Stryker. That's
broadcasting live from the Chocolate Lounge. Is there a place more made for me?
Nope. No.
In the theater box, perfect. Also home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater.
In San Diego at 701 Fifth Avenue, if you want to come on down today and tomorrow, broadcasting live, courtesy of our friends at TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. And by the way, once again this morning, we're giving away a 55-inch TCL 5 Series TV and TCL Alto 7 Plus soundbar. We're going to be looking for fan songs today. I love it when we do this. Doesn't happen all that often, but we give you a chance to call in. And Kevin, is it sing or rap, I imagine, right?
Whatever you want, yes. Either However one, yeah. you want to be entertaining, it's fan songs about TV and why you need
it. Express your love for how much you need this TV and soundbar from TCL because you loves the TV. We'll be doing that 1 hour from right now, so we're giving you a heads up. You can start thinking about it. It can be an original or it can be a parody of some other song, but you'll be calling us in less than 60 minutes from right now to win it. Fan songs for TV fans. All right, let's bring our good friend Dr. Drew Pinsky into the situation here. We got a great topic for him today. Hey, Doc, how are you?
And I guess I'll be calling back in an hour to participate in the competition.
Yes, you will. I hope so. I mean, that's a pretty sweet TV and soundbar deal.
Yes, it is.
All right, it has been a long time since we have spoken with you about body cleanses. You know, the enemas that people get sometimes to clean themselves out. Now, hold your disgust, because I'll tell you why we're bringing it up.
You're a doctor, for God's sakes. The rest of us should be disgusted.
No, but I think he's going to tell us it's bad, I think. Oh. Here's what happened. Here's why it's back on our radar, Doc, is that Katy Perry has a new song out, and she was doing an interview with a show in Australia, and she brought up what she and her husband, I guess, Orlando Bloom. They're married now, Allie?
Nah, I don't care.
Okay. She brought up what they're into, and it involved this.
I did this thing called Panchakarma,
okay.
Which is stems from India, and it's basically Ayurvedic eating and cleansing, and you do lots of enemas.
Okay, there are a lot of words in there I don't understand, like Panchakarma I've never heard of, Ayurvedic I've never heard of, enemas, I know that word. What's she talking about here, Doctor?
She's talking about a... I don't have to look up Ayurvedic to define it for you exactly, but it's a healing practice from times gone by, let's say. And it is involves this Panchakarma they're talking about, which is considered this Ayurvedic healing practice. And it includes daily oil massages, herbal steam therapy, all good, lymphatic massage, sort of, you know, back rubs. That sounds fine to me. Some sort of nasal lavage. Now they're starting to lose me. And then herbal enemas. It's like, come on. And then all kinds of crazy foods, special foods. But again, if it makes you feel better, all right. But the whole idea of, quote, detoxifying makes me nuts.
Is that right?
How come?
There's nothing to that.
I'm not going to say there's nothing to it. It looks excessive to me. But let me read you what it says. It's the process used to clean the body of toxic materials left by disease, poor nutrition, and environmental toxins.
All that sounds good.
Haven't I screamed at you guys before about the word toxins?
You've screamed at us about everything, though.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad, pretty sad. But toxin is a word that has no meaning. And so all I ask for anybody that's doing some sort of toxin removal, I'm just going to slide them a piece of paper and say, please just write down the chemical formula. Just one toxin. Just one. Just write that chemical formula. Don't even bother telling me the stoichiometry, how it works in the body, or how you extract it from the body. That's a very complicated chemistry, but I'm sure you have that mastered. Yeah, well, just write down
but
the formula.
Hold on. Okay, you go first, Cass.
Have you looked into anger management?
Smoke a blunt, dude. Wow.
Okay, back to you, B.
But doctor, you can't tell me that there aren't things that get into our body from our foods or from the environment or from wherever that are bad for us, that it's good for us to get out of our body.
Drew, can I handle this? Because
please.
I remember a friend of mine in high school said, oh, I'm going to get an enema because, all the toxins in your body, you got to get rid of it. And my dad went ballistic. He goes, you get an enema for one of two reasons. One, you're getting a colonoscopy. They're going to clean it out before they stick a camera up there.
Yeah.
Two, you have severe constipation and this is a last resort. Otherwise, you're an idiot and your parents didn't raise you well.
Wow.
I like him. But the idea...
Dr. Drew was your dad.
Dr. Drew is my dad, you guys.
How about that?
I was cloned.
He won't write me any prescriptions, though, which is...
He's a dick.
Uh-oh, but dad did? Uh-oh.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, this got weird.
But the colon is a tube. It's a tube that is designed to keep everything outside of your body and just absorb water. That's all it does. It absorbs water from the stool so you can eliminate it nicely. It doesn't. Everything that's in there is designed beautifully to move through there perfectly and remain outside your body.
But what
about
the toxins?
Anything cumulative in there. And by the way, when you're preparing, like Ali just said, when you're preparing for a colonoscopy, you are so crystal clean, so we can see every single molecular, you know, every single minimal surface. We can see everything. And look, you're never cleaner than prep for a colonoscopy, and that doesn't feel good.
No,
unless
no,
it does. Go out and seek.
But yeah, you're not addressing the toxins.
Oh.
But Dr. Drew, again, I believe you. I think you're right on this. I think people should not get enemas except for the two reasons Ali described. But what about the people who say, hey, I walked out of there and I felt lighter and healthier and just better?
You are, because of the magic of a chemical process called osmosis, which is if you put a hypotonic solution as opposed to the colon moving water from your colon into your body, which is what's designed to do, you can reverse that process, and you can essentially be diarrhea. So you can lose water. Oh, I feel so much lighter. Look, you've lost 4 pounds. Yeah, water was taken out of your body.
A lot of mocking going on here.
I don't think I've heard Drew be so condescending.
We have ruined his day at 7-Eleven.
I know. All right, last question for me, Dr. Drew, and that is should anybody ever give him or herself an enema, or is it a doctor's only deal?
What, are you trying
to say? No. They're designed to be self-administered. I mean, you get them at the pharmacy, and there's various kinds of preparations depending on how bad things are. And, no, if
wait,
it
you
should,
can you give yourself an enema?
You've ever seen a Fleet's enema, Allie? Fleet's, it's a little.
No.
Oh, but, you guys.
But
if you've never lived.
You shove it up your behind, and then all of it comes out?
I think producer Dave needs to send somebody to a pharmacy and buy a Fleet's enema so you can see what it looks like.
It sounded to me like Bean has done it, and I would like to ask him that question.
No. I was just asking because I understood that that people have gotten hurt, like they've burned themselves and stuff like that by trying to do self-enemas, and I was just wondering if it was dangerous. Himself.
Did you heat it up, Bean?
No,
it
wasn't me. I didn't do it.
I've done it. I've done it because I did it part of the colonoscopy prep one time. And you take this plastic bottle that's squeezy, and it's got a long spigot sort of hose nozzle on it.
Like a
douche. And you squeeze firmly, and it goes in.
How are there not 75 bells being rung during that last sentence alone?
Right. So we're going to start calling them squeezy now.
You're douching your beehole.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Great band, by the way.
Good morning.
Glad I called in early.
Okay.
Dr. Drew is all over the place. You can get the details at drdrew.com. His midday live show is from noon to 3 on 790 KABC. Lots of podcasts on the website as well. And don't forget, you can download the Heal app in the App Store or Google Play. See a doctor now in the comfort of your own home. Have him bring a Fleet enema. Doctor, have a great week. Thank you. We'll do it again next time.
Have fun down there, guys.
We are broadcasting from the Theater Box, home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater.
Comic-Con, I think we learned from Ali a few days ago, averages around 135,000 visitors every year, about this time, this weekend every year. And a lot of them are trying to get into Hall H, which is the toughest room to get into. That's where the biggest stars and the best presentations generally go on. The capacity is only 6,500 people. And people start lining up days in advance for that.
Yes, but here's the thing for that is once you're in, you don't have to leave after each panel.
So you can stay all day.
You can stay the whole time. So that's why people back up and sit in line for so incredibly long just to get in there.
Yeah.
That's where Warner Brothers and Disney unleash their major announcements. There's lots of A-list stars who stop by. So it's kind of worth being in that room if you're all the way down at Comic-Con.
Yes.
How long do people wait? I mean, do they show up like 3-4 days in advance for that?
I believe so. David, have you ever... David from Anaheim?
Yes.
Have you ever waited in that line for Hall H?
Well, Hall H, no, because Hall H is always too crazy.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
right?
I already...
Even for you, it's too crazy.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter today that Friday's show is already... Friday's Hall H, there's already 150 people in line right now for Hall H.
For Fridays?
For Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
I think Saturday, there's already another line for that going on already.
Now, you were waiting in line this morning for...
Conan.
Conan O'Brien. Okay,
Conan O'Brien.
He's got a theater right around the corner where he's doing his show from.
Yep, Spreckles
Theater.
But you
got out of line to come here?
Yeah, I heard you guys were broadcasting over here, and I'm a fan of your show, so I wanted to come by and say hi.
That is so nice, but now you don't have a spot in line.
Now you lose your spot.
You know, actually, I do have a spot in line because my girlfriend, Karen, is over there right now.
So you left your girlfriend in line for Conan to come here.
Hold my place. I'm going to go over here.
When did you get in line, David?
What time did you get lunch?
5:45.
This morning.
5:45. Yeah, this morning.
Okay.
Yes.
And Conan's show that you hope to get into is when?
It is broadcasting, I think, about 1 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm. Today, okay. Yeah. Oh, what about the people that are tented outside and spending the night? Why are they?
I believe most of them are standby. They did not get confirmed tickets. My girlfriend is actually the one that got lucky and got confirmed tickets for Conan. So
she got the tickets, and you're making her wait by herself in line.
David.
You're a terrible human being.
Are you a...
So the people who camp out, why? Standby. So if somebody doesn't show up, so, it really does matter what
if you're on standby at Conan and people that got confirmed tickets don't show up or they show up late, then those tickets get released and those people that are in line standby are first priority afterwards.
Okay.
So those people wait overnight for a chance to get into Conan.
Overnight, knowing that they most likely won't.
Yeah, if you're probably maybe 50th in line right now and you're overnight and standby, you're probably not going to get in.
David, I'm going to ask a serious question, and I'm not calling into question any of your life choices here, but if you're waiting to get in line for Hall H, I sort of get it because that's not something that's broadcast. If you're waiting to get in line for Conan, couldn't you just stay home and watch it on the TV tonight?
This is Bean's question to everybody that goes anywhere and sees anything.
It's broadcast. It's on television. It's not like if you're not there, you'll never see it. It's not like it's an exclusive, one-of-a-kind, irreplaceable moment.
You know what David and his girlfriend aren't getting if they sit on their couch at home watching it?
Tell me.
A Conan Funko Pop.
Yes.
That
is one of the reasons why that it's awesome to go there live.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I guess with the live concerts and everything, I think the energy and just being there live in person is so much fun.
That's something that Bean has always missed because he doesn't enjoy people. But when you're there and that energy is there, it's really great.
Exactly.
And just to bask in the splendor that is Conan O'Brien, I get it.
Yeah.
I feel that humans are overrated. Okay, so the topic that we want to do is the longest you've ever waited in line for something.
That's what we're talking about in honor of Comic-Con. 1-800-520-1067. The longest you've ever waited in line for something. Now, this could be back in the old days when you had to line up to buy concert tickets before you could do it online. This could be a Best Buy on a Thanksgiving, Black Friday sale. You got in line on the Tuesday or whatever. How long did you wait and for what? Our producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, you put in a few hours for something.
He's not even paying attention.
He knew he was part of this segment.
Yeah, he did.
No, David's part of the segment.
Dave, and so is Dave.
Headphones. All right, go ahead.
Thank you,
Bean,
David.
Ask your question. Dave is now paying attention.
I heard it. I got
Dave,
it
what's Big Boy doing on his show today?
Going, Big Boy.
Talking about waiting in line a long time to see or do something. What was yours, King?
Yeah, when Batman the Ride opened up at Magic Mountain, I went on the very first day, and I made the mistake of waiting in line for 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's not terrible.
That's not terrible.
That's like a normal day.
For a minute ride.
Oh, it is a minute. Okay.
People do that at Disneyland all the time.
That's a long time for a minute, though. It is.
No, you know how many guys have waited in line for this?
For that minute
ride. Yeah. I'm pointing at myself, people listening to the radio.
We see it. Now, Dave, you and Christina are crazy, crazy Harry Potter fans, too. What's the story with the new ride over there?
Well, Hagrid's Magical Adventure just opened up at Universal Orlando, and people were waiting in line for 10 hours.
Whoa.
10 hours. And they have a new app, and it was literally saying over 24-hour wait if you wanted to queue up through the app. And I was like, how do you even do that? Because you'd have to be in the park to use the app. It doesn't make any sense.
Do you remember in the early days when we started in the 1940s that to get tickets for Weenie Roaster Acoustic, you literally had to stand in line to go up to a Ticketmaster window. And there would be people that would camp out overnight. It was insane.
How many times did we hear from people who were doing that at the Tower Records and stuff? They're just waiting out for it to open. Yeah. All right. Thank you, David. You can get back to your girlfriend now. Take her some coffee.
Thank you, man.
Send her our love. Very nice to meet you. And let's take one call before the break at 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about what you stood in line for. How long did you wait and for what? Let's go to Richard. He's up first. Line one, please. He's in Inglewood, and he joins us on K-Rock. Good morning, Richard.
Hello. Good morning.
Waiting in line. Tell us about it.
All right. So I waited in line for a job over 10 hours.
For a job?
Okay. Well, that sounds like it might even be worth it. What were the circumstances?
It's for crowd control for the events, you know, soccer games and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I do a lot. I do a lot of them in the forum and stuff. The funny part about this one is I didn't get the job.
So you waited that long, and then they said no.
I was 16 years old. That's why. So
why,
I was too young.
Why was the line so? Why was the line so long? That many people were applying for that job.
Well, it was on the news and stuff. It was barely when the Rams were coming back, and everyone's like, "Oh, everyone assumed that it was going to be the new stadium jobs."
Right.
So that's why there's so many people.
Everybody thought how sweet it would be to see free Rams games, so like thousands of people showed up.
Yeah, I still get to see free Rams games, actually. It's funny.
I have another question for you, which is, couldn't you have found out before you waited in line 10 hours that 16-year-olds wouldn't be hired?
No, you have to be 18 years and older because
I know, but couldn't you have found that out?
Oh, no, I didn't find that out. Okay. I was there with my pops and stuff and my cousin.
You're the me of job seekers. I'm sorry.
Richard, thank you for listening, sir. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. When we come back, by the way, immediately after this quick break, we're going to talk to somebody who waited in line for every Friday for 4 weeks for something. Wait till you hear what.
Oh,
we'll talk
God.
About it next on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of Blink 182, let's go to Tish in Fullerton. Good morning, Tish. We are talking about waiting in line. How long and for what?
So, speaking of Hall H, I waited in line for about 12 hours to meet Kevin Smith when the Clerks 10-year anniversary release came out a bunch of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, he was live. He was live and in person, so I went after work and waited in line. This wasn't supposed to be very long. And let's just say it was so long that on my way home, I called you guys in the morning show for What It Do Nephew to tell you what I just done.
Oh, good times.
No.
I guess I get, look, if you love, and Kevin Smith has a lot of those rabid fans who adore him and adore his movies. I guess if you have the opportunity to meet like a hero or somebody you're really, really into in person, I guess that makes sense that you would do that. Did you feel like it was worth it after the meeting?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing because he was there and Jay were there and they all signed the DVD copy, and I gave it to my brother whose birthday it was just a couple days later. And
I'm going to say, I will allow it, you guys.
Very
I'm going
nice.
To say, well done on you, Tish. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
1-800. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. 1-800-520-1067. What did you wait in line a long time for? We'll talk to you next on K-Rock.
We're talking about you waited in line for a long time and what for, because there are a lot of lines here in San Diego for
sure.
Comic-Con. I'd like to read a tweet from Debbie. Once waited 14 hours in a line. Here's the important part. Not knowing what we were waiting for. 14 hours. Turned out Buffalo Wild Wings was opening a new store, and the first 100 customers would get free wings for a year. Waited 14 hours in line and didn't know why.
That's bizarre. From the 714, I was suckered into camping out at the Irvine Spectrum for 2 days to get tickets to see Star Wars Episode One days before the presale movie tickets were around. It was the most miserable experience of my life that 2 days until we finally saw the movie, and that was much worse than camping out. Well, that makes a lot of sense. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Speaking of Star Wars, Stephanie is in Norwalk. She is up next. She joins us on Line 7 on Kara. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are good, thank you. What'd you wait in line for?
So the first time that I ever attended a convention was for the Star Wars convention in Anaheim. And I went to go buy an extra ticket for my cousin, and I saw people waiting in line. And I asked them what they were in line for, and they said for the main hall on the first day. And so I waited. I got off work, and I waited for the next day. I was in there the whole day. I called my boyfriend. He brought us, like, pillows and blankets, and we slept on the floor, and we got into the main hall, but it was pretty cool. It was like 24 hours almost.
That's
insane.
That's a long time.
But don't you start having fun in line with people that are waiting? You have a common goal, you're hanging out, everybody's having fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because a lot of people brought like Star Wars Monopoly and like Star Wars card games. And,
that does sound
you know,
cool.
Yeah.
Those of you that haven't waited in line for that long don't know what a party that can be.
But you know what? You are all there. You'd be
yes.
talking Star Wars, which one was your favorite, that type of thing. Fight with the people that are like, Phantom Menace might be the best. What? Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you if that's an hour. I'm not with you if that's 24 hours, though, Ellie. I'm sorry.
But she had pillows and stuff. It was like a little home.
Oh, I forgot she had pillows. All right, let's go to Daniel Line 4. Malabra up next. This is going to be your favorite, you guys. What'd you wait in line for, sir?
Wait in line for Limp Bizkit tickets.
All right. How long? Okay.
We got there at 6 in the afternoon. They handed out tickets the following morning at 10 o'clock. It was a free show. All I remember is what a badass show that was.
Badass meaning you enjoyed it a lot. So it was worth it.
Oh, man. I ended up getting two tickets. My wife got two tickets. She took her best friend. I called my cousin. My cousin's buddy somehow scored a ticket. And to this day, my cousin still tells me it's one of the best shows he's ever been to.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So you did it all for the tickets.
All for the ticket. That's it, baby.
Wow.
Thank you for the call.
Fire.
That was actually a very satisfied listener who spent that much time and actually felt like they got their time's worth because it was freaking Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
All right, let's try Armando Van Nuys, please. He is a chronic and frequent waiter. Armando, what's going on?
How's it going? So when I was in high school, I waited every weekend for a Nintendo Wii because Target only had like either 2 or 10, and I was never in the front of the line.
Oh, no.
So I waited.
Either 2 or 10. You mean that's all they provided each store?
Each time I'd go, that's all they had. They would never get an abundant amount. They would just have 2 or 3. And
all right, so let's say
you waited in line.
Let's say it's the third Friday in a row that you've waited that long, and you go, "Oh, only 2 people got it."
Don't you go earlier every week though, if you know that this is what's happening?
I was in high school, so you know I had to beg my mom to give me a ride to Target.
I mean, seriously, just skip out.
That's tough.
Right.
All right, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. From the 626, same topic. I waited in line for 12 hours to buy a Nintendo Wii. I didn't even get it. They sold out 2 people before me. That hurts. All right, taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Ace in Irvine, please. Line 5 up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Ace.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about waiting in line and for what? We're doing well.
So this wasn't even for me. My sisters are about a year apart, 11 and 12 at the time, and they were really into these books. They were young adult books called The Mortal Instruments, and they made a movie about those, and there's a TV show now called Sisters, but whatever. Anyway, they were doing a meet and greet a Q&A at the Americana. We live in Orange County, by the way.
They weren't my sisters.
Shakiest story. By the way, has he made sense at all?
No. There was no book. They didn't make it into a TV series.
I was showing these little girls my mortal instrument. Like, what is happening, Ace?
Come on, Ace. Get your story together, man.
You've got to tell this story better.
All right. Anyway, they wanted to go to this thing. So no one would take them, so I decided, all right, I'll take them. But we had to do it at 1 a.m. apparently because people were getting in line like the day before. So we go. The thing's not until like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. So we're there. I'm there with 3 little kids basically, 11-year-olds, waiting for some crap I don't care about. But upside, JoJo from 102.7 was the DJ there, the one hosting the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I yelled out that they had been there since that early in the morning, and I got one of my sisters on stage to ask her question to the whole cast, and they let her stay up there for the whole Q&A, and then they all got goodie bags at the end. It was awesome. It's on YouTube.
Wow.
By the way, I would like to say that Ace did all of this for his sisters.
That's
he did.
Lovely.
No, it's very cool. We mock, but it was actually a very sweet thing for a big brother to do, Ace. Well done.
And for the first time in history, people said, upside, JoJo from Kiss FM was there.
Exactly. Hey, thank you for the call. We're going to have to end it there.
Why am I so mean today?
Quick reminder, by the way, coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to be looking for your calls. We are giving away a 55-inch TCL 5 Series TV and TCL Alto 7 Plus soundbar. This is the real deal, you guys. Kevin, what are we going to be looking for in about 15 minutes?
We're going to be looking for TV fan songs. You love TV, you love specific programs, you need a television set. Anything that you want to do, you can make a rap, you can make a song, whatever you want to do, but it is a fan song about television.
That'll be
what's going on.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We are broadcasting live from San Diego from the Theater Box, home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater.
TCL is America's fastest-growing TV brand, now offering soundbars for a complete premium home theater solution. Should we open up the phones now?
Sure.
Okay, we're looking for your TV fan songs. Tell us why you need this 55-incher and the soundbar as well. It can be original. It can be a parody. Just your love of television and why you need the new hardware. You can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll have to put you on hold for a few minutes and play the game after the top of the hour. And after Allie takes a look at what's happening.
Well, what's happening is Detective Pikachu, now the highest grossing video game movie of all time.
Wow.
That is shocking.
That's shocking.
Yeah. Long ago, past Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, and the Angry Birds, the total haul, $436 million worldwide.
And Detective Pikachu.
Sir, it's Pikachu. Sir. $436 million worldwide, which is, again, a new record for films based on video games.
Such a shame Jensen's not here to hear that story. R.I.P.
I'll have to text him. He's alive. Jensen's
what?
Alive.
What?
Yeah, he just had a baby, so he's with the baby. Yeah.
Jensen, who is a grown-ass adult, mm-hmm. went to see that movie in theaters twice.
Yeah, and once by himself.
His favorite, plush toy.
Yeah. His favorite thing is Pikachu just puts on a hat and then he's an investigator somehow. And so that's his favorite thing. He just couldn't stop laughing about that.
Did you not have the word detective, so you went with investigator?
Detective. As soon as I said that, I was looking at Allie's face and she, okay.
Detective Pikachu.
Right.
Yeah, Pikachu, guys. I don't know how excited you guys are about this, but I think a lot of people are. Gossip Girl is headed for a reboot.
I get it.
He gets it. The CW show, which launched the careers of Blake Lively, Penn Badgley, Chase Crawford, Leighton Meester, Ed Westwick,
has
gotten a series order from Warner Brothers' upcoming streaming service, HBO Max. It is right. It's going to be helmed by the original creator, Joshua Safran, and the original show ran for 6 seasons between 2007 and 2012, and it chronicled the lives and scandals of the wealthy Manhattan teens. The reboot will be set 8 years after the original Gossip Girl's website went dark, and it's going to follow a new generation of teens introduced to a new kind of surveillance, addressing how social media has impacted their world. You guys, XOXO, who's pumped for Gossip Girl?
Okay.
I mean...
Listen to everyone cheering.
It wasn't my thing, but...
I don't know that I've heard anything about HBO Max that is going to make me insist on getting it yet.
But
that's going to be the struggle for all of these streaming services, is do they have the content that makes you want to pay another monthly fee?
Right. Isn't HBO Max, though, the one that's getting Friends?
Right. Can't wait. Does that mean they're getting back together, you guys?
I think they might, Kevin. I think they might. This must have delighted Bean when he heard that Paul McCartney has been secretly writing an It's a Wonderful Life musical. What?
He's doing some of his best work as far as writing songs, in my opinion.
I'm
free one day.
Right? This is Paul.
It's a fun day.
Monday and fun day.
And it's happening.
I'd like to hear more about this, Allie.
Bean.
Nice.
I'm going to have you just respond in just a second in your British voice.
Okay.
He, of course, just wrapped up his tour on Saturday at Dodger Stadium, but he's been at work with the writer Lee Hall, who's responsible for Billy Elliot and the Rocket Man screenplay.
Wow.
Oh. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing.
Okay.
The aim is to launch a production in late 2020 in the UK with a later move to Broadway. Bean, you've got your finger on the pulse there in England. How are people responding?
You have to do the in the British accent, for God's sakes, man.
Look, Paul McCartney is a national treasure. We'll be happy to see whatever he gives us.
Again, it goes a little into a brogue.
It does, yes.
Has he been doing his best work lately?
He hasn't written a good song in 40 years.
Now you're just staying the same in the upswing at the end.
I don't know how to do an accent. I keep telling you guys. I will tell you this, though.
Mm-hmm. In a British accent.
I will tell you this. It's a Wonderful Life is maybe my favorite movie of all time.
You disappoint me.
And I am very interested to see what he will come up with to make it a musical. I mean, it seems to me like this has all the elements of what could be a great musical.
And that's the one with Tiny Tim where he's like, ooh, a bell and I have wings. That one?
No Tiny Tim, but yes, there
but
is a bell
a
and wings.
He has a little crutch and he's like,
No Tiny Tim. No Crutch. Clarence the Angel is the one.
He plays a ukulele.
This is George Bailey. Bailey, who's contemplating suicide. Uh-huh. And because
his name
he's
is Bailey,
up-
and he plays the ukulele.
And he's contemplating great Christmas movie, Suicide. Right?
Yes, he's trying to commit suicide because he's been framed for fraud, basically. Mm-hmm. At the
he is the founder
he's
of
not.
ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
Plus, but then his guardian angel shows up and mm-hmm. shows him what the world would be
Tiny
like
Tim.
If no, Clarence.
From
if he,
Christmas Past.
No, not, it has nothing to do with that. That's a Christmas story. It's completely different, okay. Allie.
We can't
oh,
hear
and
you.
He's like,
we
can't
hear
put
you.
My arms down.
When you're not talking in a British accent, we can't hear you.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life is a lovely movie, and I'm looking forward to the musical.
I mean, that wasn't bad.
Okay,
not bad at all.
I feel like when you're talking about something you love, that's when you really get the accent down.
And I think my whole thing is this. Mm-hmm. He's 77 years old,
yeah.
and it would be really easy for him to just live, you know, rest on his laurels. The fact that he's even trying yeah. something new, I think it's impressive.
Yes, until you hear it, and then you go, that's not... You also sort of compare him to him.
Yes.
And he's done some of the best songwriting. So now when he does something that's subpar, you go, wow, compared
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got, I mean, he could put out a good song and people would still say, it's not Let It Be. You know what I mean? You're right. He's got a lot to live up to. But 77 years old and taking right. on a project like this when most people would be ready to slow down, you know? It is remarkable.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Live, I think, is what we're talking about here.
Was that Paul McCartney?
Live and Let Die was his song, yes.
Okay. That Tiny Tim co-wrote with the ukulele?
No, Tiny Tim. The ukulele Tiny Tim is a very different Tiny Tim from the Christmas Story Tiny Tim.
But who wanted porridge?
Oh, you're so confused.
Okay. Some birthdays for you.
Please. Thank you. Thank you.
Nope. Just Thursday. Only Thursday.
By the way, coming up next hour, we're going to revisit just a little bit. An issue that went down at the Grammys that involved Kevin, a laser pointer, and Hootie and the Blowfish.
We don't need to revisit.
We're going to revisit it because someone just got away with doing it to somebody you hate. He could have been sent to jail for a year.
What?
But the judge was lenient, but we're going to talk about it. It's Tom Brady. He did it at Tom Brady.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first, some birthdays. James Brolin. Kristen Bell, Chase Crawford, Gossip Girl. I don't know if you guys heard it before, but Gossip Girl's coming back.
Yeah,
you guys
we,
calm down. Shh,
we heard.
Everybody.
XOXO. That's my impression of you.
Wow. Priyanka Chopra? What? Kevin, you say it.
Priyanka Chopra.
Canelo Alvarez and MIA. And Vin Diesel.
Vinny D! I am Groot! I am Groot, Vin! Vin!
Thank you, Mo.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from the Chocolate Lounge in the Theater Box, also home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater.
It's adorable here.
It really is.
They have little blush-colored stools. I love it.
Is that the,
okay.
I would have gone with the food, but you can
the
go
food
with the stools.
Is amazing. And
that's
it's
the kind
just
of detail that helps us, though? I mean,
it's just a really cute color.
Does it
color.
Help us set the scene any?
701 I mean, Fifth Avenue.
If you're looking
Avenue,
for an adorable stool,
San
you
Diego,
can sit on one here.
If you want to come on down, courtesy of our friends at TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand, now offering soundbars for a complete premium home theater solution. By the way,
stools, what's up?
Speaking of Comic-Con, our friend Fluffy will be joining us in the TCL studio here in about 15 minutes or so.
In the Chocolate Lounge.
One of the world's most popular comedians, Gabriel Iglesias, will be here. Right now, though, we got to take care of some business. We're giving away the 55-inch TCL 5 Series TV and TCL Alto 7 Plus soundbar. What's this game called again?
TV Fan Songs.
TV Fan Songs. TV Fan Songs. TV Fan Songs is on TCL TV. TV Fan Songs. TV Fan Songs. TV Fan Songs is on and a soundbar. TV Fan Songs. TV Fan Songs.
All right.
TV Fan Songs is on 55 inches.
So,
wow.
I love sexy
that's,
Omar.
Wow, that
Omar. Yes,
was
that is Omar.
Lot.
Indeed. All right, we're doing this battle style, so you are the winner until you're not, until somebody comes along and does a better rap. We'll just take them in order, starting with line one. So that means Rob is up first from Costa Mesa here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Kevin, you in particular are going to be very excited about the choice of songs that Rob is going to be parodying here. Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
You're going to do what to the tune of what?
I'm going to sing my song for the TV to the tune of Friends.
Oh, go straight to hell.
To the
Good
Rembrandt song.
All right. Good old friends.
We are excited to hear it. Go ahead, sir.
All right. So no one told me I was going to win a TV, but I called this morning to Kevin and Dean. It's like I'm stuck in 1993 with a 47-inch piece of crap tube TV. Yeah, I want a TCL TV and a soundbar. I want a TCL TV.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't hear anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
Honestly, I mean, all right, take started
really strong, right?
I thought it was great the whole way through.
I did too. Rob, you are currently at the top of the leaderboard, my friend. Please hang on. Let's see if anyone can beat Rob. I thought that was really good, you guys.
That was excellent.
Johnny in Anaheim up next, line two, joining us on K-Rock. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Tough competition, but it's a great prize, so we're going to make you work for it today. What are you going to be performing for us?
All right. I'm going to do a parody of Joe Cocker with a little help from my friends.
Please, Ringo Starr right. with a little help from my friends.
All right.
Let's hear it.
What would you do if I took off my pants every time I turn on the TV? Well, guess what? I got no TV because my grandma stole it from me and she took it to Mexico with a little help with my friends. Kevin and Bean, that's you guys. With a little help with my friends to kill my grandma. She took my TV.
Okay. All right. I mean, think that's
you're the first person to work in killing your grandma.
But why is he pantsless in front of no TV?
And why did she take the TV to Mexico?
Guys, so I don't know what questions. To do because I love Rob and I love Johnny.
I do too. Gosh, Allie, what do you think?
I still feel Rob got in a lot of TCL mentions, and I think that's important because that's the TV and the soundbar.
But Johnny's going to kill his grandma, though.
No, Johnny is enlisting you guys to kill his grandma.
Okay, I'm
I think
sorry.
I have to stick with Rob.
I think I'm going to go with Rob as well. I'm so sorry. Okay. Johnny, by the way, you are a worthy competitor.
That was
you
amazing.
You took it all 12 rounds, and it was a decision. I'm sorry. Let's go to Jenny up next, Rancho Palos Verdes. Jenny, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, guys. I want a TV.
Okay. You going to sing for us?
Yeah, this is called hashtag couch potato. Ready?
Okay. Ready.
I want that television lab connection, want that tender love and care, but I ain't gonna be satisfied till you switch the L and the C right here. Got the T, the C, the L and the me, that's where I want that 555 HD screen, so I'll re-binge all 8 seasons of GOT just to remind myself that John will never be king. So pretty, please, Allie, Kevin, and Dean, let me live the dream to run a marathon without leaving my seat.
I mean, ladies
and gentlemen, that was really really impressive.
Again, how do you choose?
Our listeners are too good. That's the problem.
That's never been the problem.
I mean, and she can sing too, by the
way.
Yes. What do you think, Allie?
I mean,
I feel like she listed a lot of reasons why she would benefit from having a TV.
I'm leaning Jenny.
I will allow it. Okay, I'm sorry, Rob. We're going to have to let you go. Jenny is the current leader now. Let's go to Jacob Alhambra up next. He's line five. I think he's our first rapper, so I'm excited about that. You doing a parody or an original here, Jacob?
I'm going to be doing an original rap for you guys.
Okay. Anything we need to know? If not, go ahead and hit it.
All right, cool. This is how it be. So listen, KMB. When I was born, it felt like a million years ago. I had no TV. I stared at the ceilings, listened to my feelings, forced to socialize with teens. But if I win, I could isolate myself and binge watch The Office by myself and then leave my house again till the day I die on burying. So please help me live my lifelong dream. Stay indoors and watch TV that I'm winning from the K-Rock team. I love you, Kevin and Bean.
I'm telling you, I'd be happy to give this TV to any of these listeners today.
I know.
Too good.
But
all right.
We pick between
Jenny
Jacob
versus
and Jenny.
Jacob. What do you guys think?
I gotta still go a little Jenny.
I'm leaning Jenny.
I think I'm Jenny. Yeah.
Sorry, Jacob. Thank you for playing.
That was
though. That was very good. We got time for one more. It's going to be Mandy. She's in Bellflower. She's our final contestant, giving away a TV and soundbar from TCL. Mandy, a lot of competition today. How do you think you're going to do here?
I don't know, but I'm nervous as hell.
Okay. Well, good luck. Just take a breath. And anything we need to know, are you doing a parody or an original?
It's a parody to the tune of Barbie Girl.
Barbie Girl, very timely. All right, let's hear it.
All right.
So, okay. I'm a cable girl in an itchy world. I got an old set, but it ain't broke yet. I'm a cable girl in an itchy world. I like the reruns because I'm no fun. I need a TCL bar to stay out of the bar.
All right, Mandy, you don't have to be nervous anymore because Jenny just won a TV.
Oh,
but thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. A 55-inch TCL 5 Series TV and TCL Alto 7 Plus soundbar. Jenny, how you feel?
My goodness. Yay, Jenny.
Thank you guys so much.
Congratulations, and thank you for playing TV theme songs.
TV fan songs. TV fan songs. TV fan songs is on.
Fluffy. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes, good morning.
Fluffy!
He made it!
He made it!
He made it!
Did you just helicopter in, Fluffy?
Oh, man, the traffic is insane. It's insane. The only traffic that rivals this...
to you?
The only traffic that rivals this is when you're trying to cross the border from Mexico into California. That's like a four-hour wait.
It turns out a lot of people come to San Diego for Comic-Con. Now, is this... dumb question, maybe. Is this your first?
Yes, this is my first. I've always, wow. I'm always on the road.
Always on the road.
Always on the road. I had to schedule this 5 months out.
But you also haven't really had the kind of product like you do this year. That's perfect.
You sound
for
like
Comic-Con,
a cartel
right?
member, dude. I don't have that kind of product, you know.
Yeah. Tell us what you're dealing.
The Department of Sanitation. Right?
You have had as incredible as your career has been, you have had one of the weirdest weeks you've ever had since you've been a public figure, haven't you?
Yes.
Take us through what happened when you tried to sell your Funko Pop figure online.
Well, first of all, I was trying to have something different than just a regular birthday, so I figured, you know what? The company Funko decided that I was worthy of having a little pop figure.
First of all, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's really great.
Is this a new line of comedians that they're doing?
Yes, it's I'm the first of the new edition, which is the comedian series. Mm-hmm. And
you do not want the Louis C.K. one.
Oh my god! I don't even have to respond. I won't even say nothing.
No worries.
Anyways, I says, let me have a different kind of birthday instead of making it it's Fluffy's birthday. How about Funko Day?
I
figured since it was going to be a Fluffy Shop exclusive to my website. That's the only place you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
So we released it at 12:01. At 12:57, the site had already crashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And getting a hold of tech people at that hour is very, very challenging.
And you had done everything right. You brought in a different company to oversee it.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were prepared for a lot of people.
On average, my website gets anywhere from 500 to 2,000 hits per day.
Okay.
And
that's 1,900. That's 1,999 more people than ours.
Oh, my.
Congratulations.
So we hired a company, and they said, "Well, if the site will be able to handle 200,000 hits at once."
Okay.
And I said, "Oh, well, that's perfect. That's like how many times percentage wise I'm good." And we got hit with 16.5 million.
What?
No.
Yeah, 16.5 million. And of course, there's a lot of bots and hackers and stuff like that. But even if you take away 10 million, that's still 6 yeah. million.
Oh my
Those
god!
Those Funko Pop people. Are cuckoo. Then you add the Fluffy people.
Oh yeah. So
the Fluffy
people, the Funko people, and then of course just the resellers and hackers and people
Amazing.
That are trying to come up.
We're going to resell the one that you brought us, Fluffy.
Nice.
I'll tell you that. How many? Maybe you know this because you're dealing with a company now. How many different Funko Pop figures are there?
Oh, there's thousands.
Are there people who try to collect them all?
There are people that try to get as many as they can. They always release, especially at Comic-Con, they'll release those the one-offs, or they'll have just a little small batch.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the chase figures and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And yeah, it gets insane. I was at the Funko booth yesterday for a few minutes, and the shelves were empty.
Well, at least that's all you're dealing with in the way of like figurines, that type of thing. There's no way you would have released two things the same week, right?
Because that would be terrible planning.
Real dumb.
On your part.
Something must have been in the air. The company known as Sideshow, who is like the high end of figures. Mm-hmm. They make everything Marvel, DC, you name it, super high-end. They approached me about a year ago, and they said, we'd be interested in making a figure of you. At the time, I said, well, look, I'm already having a conversation with the Funko people, and they're like, oh, that's nice. We know them. I says, oh, okay. Well, what do you want to do? And they said, well, we want to do a little bit more of a higher-end version.
Mm-hmm. Fat Fluffy or Thin Fluffy?
More to scale Fluffy.
Okay.
A lot more detail, but still having a little bit of an animated look to me.
Amazing.
So they
said, we're looking at it. Shirt, it's you're amazing. Holding a microphone. It's amazing.
When they told me that we'd like to release it at Comic-Con, that I was sold because I said, can I be there? And they're like, well, yeah. And so so I was in. I was in. So releasing two figures the same week.
It's
so
crazy.
I'm going to have people. I already had people yesterday because I was walking around doing the what's it, the preview night,
uh-huh.
You know, and I had people coming up, oh, so you're going to have your pop here? And I'm like, no, it's going to be different. What do you mean different? And I kept saying, well, yeah, there's two figures. They're like, who has two figures? Iron Man has two figures. I'm like,
So you're talking about the Unruly Designer Fluffy toy, right? That's
yes.
What you have from Sideshow. And you are going to be, it says here you're going to be signing a limited edition show exclusive pin.
Oh, yeah. Sideshow, you know, they want everybody to come by and say hi. And even if you're not going to buy a figure, they made these really cool Comic-Con pins that have my logo on it. And I can autograph them. So, you know, it's free. So if you come by and, you know, if you don't want to buy a figure, you could just get a free pin.
Okay. And that'll be at the Sideshow Collectibles booth, 1929. That'll be today, Friday, and Saturday. So from noon till 4, all 3 days, Fluffy is available for the pin and to buy the toy, right?
And I know it says noon to 4, but realistically, it takes about half an hour to walk through the front door to get
sure.
all the way to the
yeah.
booth.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as a cutoff.
Whenever so it's 12:30 to it's, about
it's
midnight.
12, it's 12 till it closes.
Okay.
Because realistically, if I tried to leave, I'd still have to take pictures on my way out the door.
True. Yeah.
So I might as well just stay in the
You're
seat,
just going to move there. You're just going to have to live there now.
Yeah. I'm good. I can hang out all day. No problem.
Do you think at the end of this you will have loved your Comic-Con experience, or do you think you will promise to never come back again?
Oh, no. I've been doing meet and greets this like this forever, so I'm good. They're the ones that are freaking out because they've never had a celebrity come in and do a signing.
That's
so they're like,
how about
well,
that?
What can we expect? I said, well, more of this.
Our friend Gabriel Iglesias is here. You can get all the details for everything we're talking about, by the way, at fluffyguy.com. Quick break. More with Fluffy when we return right after this on K-Rock.
Casting live from the Theater Box, home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater. We are here with Fluffy.
Fluffy, everybody. One yes. of the world's most popular comedians, Gabriel Iglesias, who, by the way, is going to be is this the end of the world tours, the dates in December, Fluffy?
It was just the end of the year. Yeah,
just the end. You never stop, do you?
January 1st, he starts 365 tour dates.
It is a December 27th at Staples Center, December 28th at Honda Center. Tickets are available for those shows at fluffyguy.com. I can't think of a better way, especially when you got people in town that week between Christmas and New Year's, to have something super fun for the whole family. Go see Fluffy in concert. I know you weren't bragging or anything, Fluffy, but you did mention that you got a chance to go to the preview here at Comic-Con last night.
Preview night.
What did you see that was cool that people are going to flip out over when they get in there later today?
I saw high-end comic book jewelry.
Mm.
So
comic
I bought
jewelry.
This comic book jewelry. There's a booth called Han Solo, and this guy's insane.
I have a Han Solo LA ring. It's the LA fingers.
Oh yeah,
Han Solo's the best.
He's awesome.
Yes,
he's so awesome.
What
he
did
has,
you
he
get?
Had a, he had a old school Masters of the Universe Battle Cat.
Oh my gosh!
You know He-Man and Battle
he
Cat.
He does it all.
But the Battle Cat mask comes off. And so it's like a two-piece ring that was really, really cool.
You can keep your drugs in there.
Stuff. They had Voltron rings, Transformer rings. And then I went to another booth where it was just next level. Like, you could tell. You could feel how heavy the jewelry is.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And,
what'd you end up buying?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ring with a Hydra, Hail Hydra underneath it.
Wow.
I got a comic book, Captain America S.H.I.E.L.D. I bought an I Am Groot. Little figure.
How have you never been to Comic-Con before? You're such a geek.
You know, I am a geek, but
He's
work.
A busy
I work
geek.
And I work and I work.
Turns out he works.
Yeah, but the rest of the geeks just plan their year. This is their vacation week. You know what I mean? Like they plan around this thing. But you got too many obligations.
Yeah, 5 months out, we had to plan this.
Wow,
that's amazing.
You know, and honestly, this is the first that we had a conversation where we said, you know what? This is like the first vacation vibe that we've had. In so long.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's something we want to do.
Explain the vibe here.
oh, everyone's happy. Everyone's just like, they got a glow. Anytime I go to conventions, people sometimes feel entitled and they say certain things, and everyone was so nice and so polite inside. They're just happy.
Yeah.
It's really, it's like, wow, there's something in the air.
Ooh. Ooh.
We have felt the same way in all the years we've been coming down to San Diego. Is it is the happiest group of people ever, and it's something that they look forward to all year long, and they're just in a great mood because of it. You know, it's awesome.
When they made an announcement last night over the PA, and they're like, you know, vendors, stop selling now, and you can hear the crowd like, oh,
on the preview night. I love it. What do you think? Not to take it away from Comic-Con, we'll talk about it again, but your show on Netflix. Right, Mr. Iglesias. Have we heard about a second season? And who do I talk to about a second season?
I've been going back and forth with Netflix. They're funny because they'll never give you exact numbers.
They keep those so close.
They're
to
very secret. Really
even do. For you, they don't tell you.
So you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
The number one and number two countries for my sitcom is not the United States. Number one is actually India.
Sure.
And number two is Africa. And this is no joke. Number
That's
one,
not a country. You know that, Gabriel, right?
What's that?
It's not a country. You know that, right?
It's a continent.
It's a continent. He knows that.
He
but
knows that. Yeah. That's,
well, I mean, like, South Africa. Sorry.
That's okay. South Africa. Okay.
We'll trim it down.
So, wow. Why? Do you know why?
I have no idea.
It was a weird way I asked that question. I'm sorry.
No idea. And it plays in English in both.
Wow. That is so interesting. I wonder if there, this is a really dumb, if I had to just guess theory, I wonder if there's some real emphasis on education there, on school. I wonder if they take school seriously in countries like that, for instance.
I've been wondering because, I've been to India to perform there before, but I had no idea that there was such a strong following there for the.
Yeah. And you have said in an alternate universe, had you not discovered comedy and been great at it, that you probably would have been a history teacher. That would have been the alternate life plan for
the
Gabriel
alternate
Iglesias.
Life plan.
You would have been Mr. Iglesias for in
I
real life.
Would have literally been Mr. Iglesias. I took a course in high school called exploratory teaching, and I was offered a full scholarship in the Long Beach,
right?
In the Long Beach Unified School District, as long as I came back to teach for 4 years.
And you said, thanks, but I'm going to get a Funko, and I'm going to get some,
you know,
and I'm going to sell out the Staples Center. I don't really need it.
Everyone was pissed. Everyone was pissed. The principal, my teacher, my mom. My mom was like, Mico, you could have had benefits. And I'm like, well, what's that?
How long did it take you to get your mom to turn around and realize, oh, he's actually doing well?
When I bought her a car.
Okay.
Selfish. Like 10 years later. She had to co-sign for me like at least 6 times for the cars.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
And then this time you were able to buy her one.
Oh, yeah. Fluffy, oh, what great. Is it about teaching that is so appealing to you? You love kids.
Yeah, you know, you can see when you make an impact on someone just by the way that they're looking, they're focused. If you can get them to say something that for example, like when I do stand up and I get kids coming up to me and they're like making they're repeating my material and stuff like that. That's what was happening back when I was taking the course, is that they'd come up to me and they'd say, it was funny the way you said that one thing. But they would always say, it was funny the way you said that one thing. Because whenever I would teach the class, I would never teach it serious.
Yeah.
I was always animated.
Right.
So I was doing stand-up without even knowing I was doing stand-up.
Mm. Every single person alive can remember back when they were in school and the people who inspired them. Because not all teachers are inspirational. I mean, they all give it
some blend.
It's a lot of work. But most people have one teacher where they go, okay, that person really opened my eyes, made me
absolutely.
Really want to live.
Absolutely.
It's such a crazy impact.
I had that teacher. Her name is June Garner. She's still with us. I found out a week before the premiere that she was still alive because the school said that she was dead.
I mean, yeah. They're keeping good records.
You know,
the school said she was dead.
She was off the grid, and one of my buddies, he found her and brought her to the premiere.
That's awesome.
So it was awesome. It was awesome because
give a shout out to your high school.
To my high school. Oh, well, my high school, Long Beach Wilson High School, class of 94. Woo woo. I know I age well. I got that face app. Oh, that thing is scary, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. June Garner's her name, and she's awesome. She was my speech teacher, and she's the one that just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it.
Amazing.
You're gonna kick yourself in the butt if you don't start doing it.
That's amazing.
I love her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry she passed.
It's too bad she died.
Yeah.
Oh, R.I.P.
Why would the school that she taught at.
The funny part is that the principal was at the premiere as well, and I introduced her to the new principal. The first thing she says, are you that MF that said I was dead? And I'm like, yeah, okay. That's her.
She's my favorite teacher.
Believe me, she very non-PC back in the day when she was my teacher. So I don't know if she'd cut it today just based on the rules.
Fluffy is in San Diego all weekend long, by the way. For folks who weren't in the last segment, you can actually meet him today, Friday, and Saturday from roughly noon till 4, depending on how long it takes him to fight the throngs to get to the booth and how long people are lined up waiting to see him. That is going to be at the Sideshow Collectibles booth, 1929. You have a limited edition show exclusive pin and the new Unruly Designer Fluffy toy. That will be available for sale. And the Funko Pop figure is only going to be exclusively at FluffyGuy.com. What's the new launch date since we crashed the website earlier this week?
I've been going back and forth. Chances are it's going to be probably Tuesday.
Okay. So just check FluffyGuy.com for all the details. All right. Fluffy brought the Fluffy toy to give away.
It's,
is that right?
Right here in front of us.
We're not going to give it away. I mean, do we have to?
Are you going to keep it?
Do we have to give it away?
Kevin wants to keep it.
I mean, it's a pretty cool thing.
Do we have to give it away? These people are
I feel like Fluffy brought it as a gift.
I don't care as much about them.
Okay. All right.
We should give it away. All right, let's give it away.
Shall we give it to somebody down there or give it away on the phone?
Oh. Listen,
phone.
We should talk about this here.
Fluffy says
people,
phone.
All the people that are here, they just gave me the... Hey, remember how we said everybody's happy? I found some people that just got...
Not anymore.
Happy.
All right, here's what we should do, Beatles. We'll have everybody sign something. We'll do a drawing from the people who are here.
Okay.
You know what,
that's
to see Fluffy. Nice.
That's
all right.
Fair enough. Yeah. Very nice. And don't forget, by the way, if you've never seen Gabriel on stage, you have been missing out because he is one of the greatest entertainers anywhere in the world today. You will laugh your ass off. December 27th. 7th Staples Center, December 28th, Honda Center. Details and tickets available at FluffyGuy.com. We love you, Gabriel. Thank you so much for...
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from the Chocolate Lounge in the Theater Box, also home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater.
If you ever get a chance to hang out with Gabriel Iglesias, do it, by the way. That is a straight-up good dude right there.
Nicest person in the world.
Nicest guy in the world.
Yep.
Hey, Ali's got what's happening here on this Thursday, and then we will give you tickets to see The Cure. We're talking about the Pasadena Daydream Festival with The Cure and Deftones and Pixies and so much more. August 31st, and you're qualified to see The Cure at Austin City Limits in October as well. It is destination number 4 of the K-Rock Road Trip 2019, and it's happening in 5 minutes. First, here's Ali.
Well, Kevin Spacey just won a huge victory because the criminal case against him in Nantucket, Massachusetts has been dismissed. According to legal docs obtained by TMZ, the case was dropped, quote, due to the unavailability of the complaining witness. The man, who was 18 at the time, claimed that Spacey repeatedly groped him in a bar. Then he took the Fifth Amendment earlier this month while testifying about the incident. And then defense lawyer Alan Jackson grilled him over his cell phone and whether he deleted texts that were basically not quite what he was saying they were.
Right.
He then took the Fifth after that. So not only did he drop his civil case a week ago, then the criminal case was just dismissed. The alleged victim's mother, former Boston TV anchor Heather Unruh, who came forward with the allegations against Spacey back in November 2017, told investigators she was the one who deleted the texts related to her son's, quote, frat boy activities.
May I make some wild speculation here?
Sure. That's what we do.
Yeah.
He made the charges against Kevin Spacey, mm-hmm. anticipating he would never have to defend himself in court, that Kevin mm-hmm. Spacey would write a huge check to him to go away.
100%.
Interesting.
And then he had nothing to back it up and had to drop it.
But this isn't the only case against him, right?
No.
He's got a lot of other allegations.
No, I think Kevin Spacey is still pretty handsy, but in this case, I don't think we'll ever know what really happened.
Yeah, this is a bad situation altogether. But anytime your mom is deleting your text because of your frat boy activities?
What's happening there?
What's going on? What's happening over there in Nantucket, Massachusetts? Right? You don't want to know.
What's going on?
No.
Weird stuff happens in Nantucket. Saying, I hear some things.
Okay.
Now hiring both locations.
No one's hiring. That's kind of weird. Woodstock 50, you guys, they've had quite a run. Remember, tickets were going on sale in April. Then tickets didn't go on sale. And then the backers backed out. And then the location backed out. And then they were going to do a location in Vernon, New York. And then those people were like, no, you can't do it here. Then they appealed that. Well, guess what? They just lost that appeal. unanimously lost that appeal. So,
just
stop it. They've got 29 days to secure a new festival site. They'll be fine.
It's going
to
be fine.
They'll be fine.
What do they think? What bands do they think they're going to be able to get now?
Well, I mean, who did they have? They had Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. They had...
you think he's just sitting around waiting?
None of the people. I feel like it was like The Killers. It was Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, it was a big lineup.
It was a huge lineup because it's Woodstock 50. Right. Perhaps, sir, get your ducks in a row in April when tickets were supposed to go on sale. And then when... May, June. Yeah, when the next month
she's counting on
went
fingers,
by,
by the way.
Went by, it just pull the plug. This is a dude that can't admit that he screwed up. Ladies, who's with me? We know this dude, right?
Yeah.
Just keeps thinking, oh, no one will notice. Let me just keep doing this. Maybe eventually people will figure out, oh, no, I guess they just didn't do the event. I didn't hear much about it. No, you screwed it up from jump.
So publicly.
So publicly. Yeah. You have 29 days. This is worse than the Fyre Festival. Because at least they had a venue. Yeah.
Sort of.
Uh-huh. Did they have, you know, sandwiches with cheese? They don't have sandwiches with cheese.
No, they don't even have that.
Technically, it hasn't started yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, the problem is that the Woodstock 50 guy doesn't have that guy working for him who's willing to do whatever it takes to make the festival happen. Where's that dude?
You need water?
You need water. Exactly.
I'll never understand why he brushed his teeth before that.
It was very weird.
It was so
weird. The timing of that was suspect.
So what I did is I went back to my room and brushed my teeth, and I knew I had to do what I had to do. Why don't you brush your teeth, sir? He doesn't need a
And why not after?
Because cleanliness is godliness, Allie. That's why.
It was the part of the documentary that I focused on the most.
I thought he was joking because there's no way that could have been true.
Oh, it was so true.
It was true. Just got nominated for an Emmy, that documentary, by the way, and I hope he comes out to accept it. Sweet. He was the star of the film.
He absolutely was. I loved him so very much.
This lineup, by the way, was, yes, The Killers, Santana, Miley Cyrus, Lumineers, Raconteurs, Robert Plant, John Fogerty, Run the Jewels, Head and the Heart, Dead and Company, Chance the Rapper, Greta Van Fleet, Portugal the Man, Leon Bridges, David Crosby, Gary Clark, Jay-Z, Imagine Dragons, Halsey, Cage the Elephant. I could go on, but I think your point is none of them are sitting by the phone waiting to be there in three weeks.
I think they're like, let us know, like, where to show up. Just give us a time.
Oh, so none you have 29 days to get a place.
None of those people are
Get his Woodstock out of here.
Just stop it.
I'm with that guy. All right, coming up in the next break, we're going to talk about Kevin's best friend that is avoiding jail time by using a laser on Tom Brady.
Oh, how
dare
you.
Yeah, just shooting a little laser beam, distracting him. At least it wasn't like during someone's first ever Grammy Awards performance.
I don't know how
up
this
on
turned,
that stage
turned on me so quickly.
Had never, but I mean, your lifelong dream to be up for a Grammy. Then he's flipping me off, everybody. He's flipping me off. We're going to talk about that in just a bit.
Can't wait.
But first, some birthdays. James Brolin, Kristen Bell, Chase Crawford, Priyanka Chopra, Canelo Alvarez, MIA, and Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from the Chocolate Lounge and Theater Box, also home to the all-new TCL Chinese Theater. I just went on a tour of a place called the Sugar Factory.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds right up your alley.
So that's pretty much...
How many calories did you eat since we last saw you, Kevin?
Can't keep track.
Listen, I don't know what happened in the Sugar Factory, but you sat back down, mm-hmm. and we asked if you had something, and your reaction was... Wait, are we still doing the show?
No, I thought we were done.
You thought the show was over?
15 minutes ago.
Wow. What is in the Sugar Factory? I need to go to the Sugar Factory.
Just sugar. So.
Yeah, right. And let me tell you something else here. And I know that sometimes it is a fool's errand to automatically assume cause and effect. Mm-hmm. But Kevin was gone. And then the next thing we knew, the building's fire alarm was going off.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that one led to the other. Yep. I'm just saying that's the order in which it happened.
The alarm went off.
Kev Dog.
The alarm went off, and then it was followed by a voice that said, there is a real fire in the building. It wasn't enough just to have the alarm, but I think everything's cool now. Hey, everybody. It's Kevin from the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to be broadcasting our live... We're going to be broadcasting live for Comic-Con in San Diego in the Gaslamp Quarter, 501
507 Fifth Avenue.
All right.
Guys, we have a whole other day.
Kevin, God damn it.
How are we going to do another day?
Kevin thought the show was over.
He did. Look, he thought the show was over.
He lost an hour.
Look. Yeah, he did. Sometimes I'm not sharp.
Okay. Allie is here with our final look at what's happening here on a Thursday morning Kevin and Bean show.
You guys, Game of Thrones showrunners David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have canceled their scheduled appearances at San Diego Comic-Con.
That is wise, I think.
Do you think that people, like, right now are like, I didn't have to pack my pitchfork. This is BS. I had room for more stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think all they would get is negative attention, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think this is the, I don't think this was the season, Kevin, to come to Comic-Con and interact with the fans.
But I mean, yeah, I guess so. But I mean, overall, I mean, it was a very impactful, amazing, seven seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, people loved it until recently.
Until that last episode.
Which is crazy, because this is the year that Game of Thrones received a record-breaking 32 Emmy nominations, which is funny, because not many people loved it. Mm-hmm. But last season, you got to start giving away awards, right?
I'm going to tell you, neither Kevin nor I had watched any Game of Thrones before the last season?
Oh, Kevin watched one.
I did watch one. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You watched one last year. We both really enjoyed the final season because we didn't have anything to compare it to.
It was a great season.
I thought it was really fun.
Really happy with it.
Well, they will not be there, so sorry, everybody. If you wanted to be mad at something, I'm sure there's something else we can find in the next day for you. Fargo have announced their year forecast. You guys ready?
Yes.
I am telling you, all three seasons have been completely different.
Amazing.
And all three seasons have been, I will say, one of them was great. The other two were very, very good.
Season one was great.
Great, yes.
Yes. The next two were very good.
Very good. Yeah, so okay. No stickers yet.
Okay. Joining Chris Rock in the next installment of the Golden Globe and Emmy Award-winning limited series Fargo are Jack Houston. I call him Jason. Jason Schwartzman. Ben Whishaw. Mm-hmm. Andrew Bird. Do you guys know who Andrew Bird is?
With his
violin and he just loops songs and it's amazing.
Larry's brother.
Larry's little brother. Uh-huh. I had no idea, though, that he was an actor. Did you know that he acted?
No, I did
well,
not.
Well, he'll be playing Thurman Smutney.
Okay.
This is like
Mad Libs. You're making up words.
It's Mad Libs.
There's no way this is a story.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Jason Schwartzman,
Ben Whishaw. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Well, we knew that one, right? No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good Lord. All right, here's the story I wanted to bring you because someone on this stage can relate to it. The guy who hit Tom Brady with a green laser pointer back in the AFC Championship game has just fessed up to the crime, and he'll avoid jail time because he pled guilty.
And there's going to be a parade.
This is a 64-year-old man who was cited for disturbing the peace after he was accused of shining a laser pointer in Brady's eyes during the fourth quarter of the January 20th Pats-Chiefs game at Arrowhead Stadium.
What an irresponsible thing for a human being to do.
But because he owned up to it, the judge said, you know what? I'm just going to hit you with a $500 fine. The matter is now closed.
He got
this
lucky.
Is, a 64-year-old man. This
he got
is
lucky
a teenage
that, that, that
boy.
That's all that he got, by the way, was the $500 fine. Because they are taking those very seriously now, those laser pointers.
Yeah. They weren't taking them as seriously back in the, early 2000s at the Grammys?
It may have been.
When somebody on this stage.
Dave?
Isn't me nor Dave.
Hmm. Yes?
Poor Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. He's on that stage living his dream. He's performing at the Grammys. And there is a jackass in the audience pointing a laser at his face. Who would do that?
I mean, it was me.
It was Kevin.
And then on Monday.
Yes.
We had to call Hootie.
Darius Rucker.
Whoever.
Same thing.
And apologize.
Yeah.
And say, really sorry about that thing.
Because
Kevin,
you were.
I've had it.
Rodney's had it. You were thrown out of the Grammys?
Yes.
It became a really big deal because he thought someone did that
there's
on
no,
the radio.
I didn't buy it then. I'm not buying it now.
Why?
I mean,
answer the man.
Look, I think it's unlikely that he thought that too.
Thank you, Bean.
But I do think that if you are a black man in particular, and there is what appears to be a red dot on your forehead that you might think is somebody with a late, you know, with a gun, I think that crosses your mind at least, even if you don't think it's likely in that environment that it's going to happen. It has to cross your mind.
Yeah, way to go, Cracker.
What? What if the laser's on your guitar? Does that mean they're going to shoot your guitar?
I don't think you're worried.
Great question, Kevin.
Thank you.
I don't think you're worried about that as much. No. I don't.
Okay. But dumbest question.
I feel like they overreacted a little bit, though.
But that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
I feel
so
like
so when you had to apologize to him on the phone.
Yes.
And then you also had, like, it went through a lot of channels with the Grammys.
Yeah.
And then you guys weren't really supposed to talk about it all that much.
Right.
Right? And then I went to see the Hootie and the Blowfish reunion tour a month ago.
Yes.
And I was mortified because he's a wonderful man. And then I followed him on Twitter. I guarantee he looked at me and was like, oh, it says Kevin and Bean Show. No, blocked.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just a douchebag. I mean, technically, yeah. 100% possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could have married Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
If he didn't work with me?
I think Kevin might not be into that. Yeah. You totally did. Oh, Kevin. I'm just saying. It's kind of... You'd do it to Tom Brady, though, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I think most people would.
64. By the way, worth mentioning, the Patriots still won the game.
Oh, did they?
Okay. I'm sure they went to the Super Bowl. They're a Super Bowl champion, so they must have.
Oh, it was the AFC Championship. I guess they would have won that. They don't let the second place team go. You'd know that, Bean.
That's right.
what happens to the second place team, Bean?
They don't get to go.
And they don't hand off the ball and they throw an interception.
Okay, that's fine. Let's move
on. Oh, well, it's time to move on.
Out of curiosity, too soon. When you guys do something like you bang your elbow, you stub your toe, whatever it is, what's your initial reaction?
Probably cursing.
Okay.
Why?
I'm asking if that's your initial reaction.
How is that not everyone's?
It should be everyone's because you know what? They're saying, a study, researchers from England, compared real and made-up expletives to see if there was a link between pain tolerance and uttering one or the other. They said that the people that swore for real felt less pain. So if you said the F word immediately when you stubbed your toe, it was better than if you were like, oh, fudge! Huh? Right? It's research.
Researchers in England are stupid.
And they're saying repeating the F word was the best option for increasing tolerance to pain.
Sounds rather stupid, but actually it's real science.
Yeah, this is science, you guys.
So they're doing a study.
Yeah.
If you stub your toe
and
then you curse.
Yeah.
They're trying to find some kind of scientific.
Yeah, it lessens the pain.
Okay.
You kind of bummed that we had an extra segment? You thought the show was over? You're over it.
I hate everything about England, that's all.
Oh.
What? I'm right here.
Bean, are you okay?
That's hurtful.
I know.
No, I mean, that's
until you get there.
That's a dumb study. But we.
And then you'll love England, you dick. He'll love England once Bean is there.
Why does that make me a dick?
Because you're saying once he's gone, you'll be happy that he went to England.
No, I'm saying if Bean is in England, I like it because Bean's there.
All right.
That's the first genuine thing I've said today.
Yeah, no one's buying it.
No one's buying it.
Come on.
Anybody buy that?
Come on.
No, no.
I hate you all.
Let's do some birthdays.
Yes, let's
shall
do.
We? Canelo Alvarez, Priyanka Chopra, MIA, Chase Crawford, Kristen Bell, James Brolin, and Vin Diesel.
Vinny D! I am Groot! I am Groot, Vin! Vin!
I miss mugs.
That's a great interview.
And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie. And your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free...
There it is.
Kevin!
It's every time I talk, isn't it? You're listening to Stryker and Klein. Listen for a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow
Kevin,
morning... At-
God damn it.
There's an actual fire alarm going off. Tomorrow morning on an all-new show, we've got Mark Maron.
Uh-huh.
And we've got DMC from Run DMC. He's going to be here as well. I can't take that, BB. That's all tomorrow.